Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Nick Kieser here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. It is SEC Media Days this week. And to help us talk about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Jeff Schultz from The Athletic. Jeff, what's going on? Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. So, Jeff, what stood out to you yesterday from Greg Sankey, particularly as it pertains to potential SEC expansion in the future? Because he didn't come out and outright say it, but it seems like SEC very much interested in that somewhere down the line.
Oh, I think it's fair to say that if Notre Dame picked up the phone and called the SEC today, the SEC would be happy to take Notre Dame. And same for North Carolina, or same for a handful of other schools that would expand the blueprint, expand their potential to get an even bigger television deal, because that's really what it's all about today. But he didn't come out and say, hey, come here, we want you. But he didn't also say we're closed for business. We're going to stick with whatever, you know, 16 teams with Texas and Oklahoma. So he's, you know, now the SEC is in a good position, because let's say the worst case scenario, as someone defined it, the ACC, you know, starts to fall apart. And I think some of those ACC teams are going to be looking at the SEC. So the SEC would react, but my guess is they would be contacted by those ACC programs. And so if one or two more programs leave the ACC or something, the SEC is in a good position. So they're in a strong enough position, because they are a destination conference, that they don't have to worry about scrambling really too much.
You know, Jeff, I haven't really been able to commiserate with you since the USC-UCLA thing about how dumb this all is. But
right.
Yeah. Where do you think this is – what do you think ultimately long-term is the impact on college athletics?
You know, first of all, I grew up 15 minutes from UCLA, so this is pretty sensitive to me, because I didn't grow up thinking, wow, I can't wait to play my rival, Iowa. where I think it's going is, and I touched on this in that little notes column the other day, is I just think they're throwing – they're shooting cannonball-sized holes in the fabric of the sport. I mean, to me, college football has been unique in sports because of the tradition and the connectivity and the regionalism. The conferences are named, you know, things like the Southeast Eastern Conference because it's in the Southeast, the Pacific 8, 10, 12, because it's in the West. That's going to be lost. And, you know, I didn't like the Texas-Oklahoma thing. I got it, but I didn't like it because it meant that, you know, a group of teams in the Southwest was going to break up. But when UCLA went to USC, UCLA and USC went to the Big Ten, it's like, oh, my God, this is absurd, you know, like you thought. And I just think it's terrible. I think they're sacrificing, like I said, all that made college football special for basically more television dollars. And I get it. It is what it is. It's all about money. It's all about TV dollars. It's all about footprint. But when you throw away rivalries and history and everything else, basically, like I wrote, everything that's kind of breathed the life into college football, tradition, regionalism, and all that stuff, I just think it changes. Look, I don't know. Like, I think this could end because of the UCLA-USC thing. I think this really could be headed for basically two divisions, two conferences, almost like relegation in soccer. You're going to have the upper and you're going to have the lower. And hypothetically, let's say South Carolina is in the lower. I mean, you know, I kind of like that Georgia-South Carolina game every year. Georgia sometimes lost to South Carolina, has a hard time playing in Columbia. But it's kind of like television now wants every game to be Georgia-Texas or something at that level. And I just don't get it. I don't like it. I don't think it's because I'm old. I do think some of the younger fans don't like it too. But again, dollars rule the day, and that's all that seems to matter.
I can tell you I don't like it either. Jeff Schultz from The Athletic with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Jeff, on the field this year in the SEC, do you think there's anybody in the conference that can challenge Alabama and or Georgia, or are we looking at those two and pretty much everybody else again?
I think those two. I think some programs are going to be better than a year ago and improving. But, I mean, Alabama has the best quarterback. They got a great quarterback from, a great running back from Georgia Tech. They got a great receiver from Georgia. They have all the returning players. They have Nick Saban, who's going to be angry because they didn't win it last year. They have players who are motivated because they lost to Georgia last year. And so, I mean, on paper and just logically, it's hard to root against or to think against Alabama. I do think, and I'm not saying this just because I live here, I do think people are overlooking Georgia just a tad, in large part because they lost so many players on their defense. And I get that completely. But I'm one that doesn't think their defense is going to, like, fall apart. Their offense should be better than a year ago because they actually know who their starting quarterback is going into the season. Now, there are a lot of Stetson Bennett doubters out there, but when you look at what this kid did down the stretch and in the postseason, I actually think their offense is going to be better because it's had one more year with Todd Monken. So, and I don't think their defense is going to fall apart. And maybe the biggest thing of all, they just have a really easy schedule. I mean, their opening game against Oregon probably is the highest profile game on their schedule. And I think they're probably going to be favored by two and a half touchdowns. I might be wrong. It's hard. I'm sure logic says they'll probably lose a game in there somewhere, but they're probably going to be favored in every game. So in answer to your question, I think it'll be Georgia-Alabama again. It wouldn't shock me if both those teams are undefeated going into that game. Regardless of who wins, it wouldn't shock me if they're both in the playoffs. And here we go again. I just don't see anybody else in the conference right now who could rise up and crack that top two tier.
So, Jeff, you're at the SEC Media Days, of course, in Atlanta. And Greg Sankey talked yesterday. I want to just ask you what you made of his comments on the playoff in particular. It's sort of the interesting, you know, he's like, yeah, we're good now, which I guess it makes sense. Like they, the previous haggling over auto bids doesn't matter much if we're basically have two leagues that matter anymore. But what did you make of that? And where do you think that will end up in terms of the expanded playoff?
Well, I think, you know, I think the SEC can be okay without auto bids because they know they're going to get a bid.
Yes.
I think there's that. I think most of the people pushing for auto bids are from programs or conferences that don't get auto, that don't, aren't in there every year, right? The Pac-12, at least what Pac-12 used to be, I'm sure would love an auto bid because they're not in there all the time. The SEC won't have that problem. If you win the conference, you're going to be in the postseason. In terms of playoff expansion, I think not just the SEC or from Greg Sankey, I think everybody's sort of quieted a little bit now because you almost kind of have to wait and sit back and see what happens with expansion. I mean, expansion, the ripple effect of expansion will probably impact where the playoffs go. I think we're going to be at four for at least a couple of years. I do think it's going to expand eventually. I would suspect 8 or 12. I don't see it going beyond that. But again, I just think because everyone is just kind of holding on right now to see where expansion goes, I think all the playoff talk is sort of on hold. No matter how many programs the playoffs go up or increase, the SEC will get more. So if it goes to 8, you know, the SEC will get 2 or 3. If it goes to 12, they're going to have at least 5 programs in there probably from the SEC. I don't think that's an exaggeration. And so, I mean, the SEC is probably fine again with 4 because they're going to be in there every year. And a case could be made that maybe some coaches like more playoffs because that means they're going to get in the postseason. But, you know, maybe some programs like Alabama or Georgia may not, because that's more competition now. So I think there's arguments both ways. I just think the whole playoff thing, like I said, is on hold right now because we have to wait to see who else jumps ship from whatever conference.
You mentioned the relegation idea earlier, Jeff, which is interesting, the idea of an upper and a lower and maybe shuttling back and forth. Do you think it's possible that a Vanderbilt, a Rutgers, you know, pick whichever school with a weaker football program you want in these two power leagues could potentially be jettisoned at some point?
Yes. Yeah, I think not just because of the television dollars, but because of what's happening with NIL. We haven't even talked about that yet. And NIL has had and will continue to have a profound effect on recruiting and where players go. And who knows what other legislation might come down the road that basically empowers the athletes even more. I'm not arguing against it. I'm just saying it's reality. And so, I think the short answer is I do think relegation, or at least, like I said earlier, a two-tier college football thing is a real possibility. And I think that'd be a shame, you know, but it's it's where we are. I mean, why don't we have it in pro sports too, right? I mean, maybe the Texans should be relegated in the NFL. It's an idea that it's something that has worked in soccer. I just don't know that you're going to get billionaire owners to buy into the league if they think they might be relegated, though. That would be the only thing. But it would be an interesting thing to watch because it certainly would add a level of excitement to those teams that are, let's say, at the top tier of the bottom level trying to get back up, or at the bottom tier of the top level who may drop down, you know? Every week is a Ted Lasso episode.
Yeah, great
now,
stuff.
Now you've got me excited about, you know, the Detroit Lions should have been sent to play the Hamilton Tiger Cats back
long
in like
ago.
The 80s.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's a short road trip, too.
That's right. Could save on some gas. Jeff Schultz, our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Jeff, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you making time to be with us this morning.
Hey, great. Anytime, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff Schultz, our guest here on Robbie and Rex. We'll continue the conversation coming up next. Take your thoughts on all things college football, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.